Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
A band who always brought down the house from Saskatoon, Wide Mouth Mason with Companion Lay Me Down from their album Where I Started, released in 1999. I remember when it came out, they were everywhere. You couldn't escape it. And it was beautiful because it was like blues rock music that just really took over the radio. And my band, which I'm going to play in a second, was touring with them when that sort of hit. It was really exciting to be with them and enjoy their company and just watch them play. That is a band that you should check out. They're still making music. Both Safwan and Sean are doing it. And you know what? Earl's out doing his own thing too. It was nice to see a little bit of a reunion for the three of them happening in Vancouver on social media not too long ago. Now, without further ado, hey, the band that I formed in 1996 in Toronto. This is from last summer when we were famous, Business as Usual by Stagger Crossing.
We'll be right back.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It was still September when your daddy was quite sick.
Their sound is so distinct. It really is. Steely Dan, My Old School, right here on The Jukebox. Hi, how you doing? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host. The band was founded in 1971 with Walter Becker, who has since passed, and Donald Fagen. They just have that jazzy, blues, vaudeville, rock and roll, funk sound, and it's really something else. I enjoy it. It's not for everybody, but I certainly do enjoy it. Saw Donald Fagen and Steely Dan live at the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto about 6 years ago, I'd say, and he was still in okay form. He was lucky he had some backup vocalists to help him out, but it was fun. Lots of fun to see him. We got music coming up from Leonard Sumner, Bury My Bones, and this came out recently. He's an Anishinaabe singer-songwriter, and he blends a lot of aspects of country, folk, and even hip-hop. Really enjoy Leonard Sumner and his music. He was also the winner of the Indigenous Songwriting Prize a few years back. Megan LeBlanc is on the show with brand new music from her album Free Your Fire. The song of the same name of the album is coming up, and she's from Nova Scotia. She's definitely been around. She shared the stage with Blue Rodeo and Jim Cuddy, Rain Maida, Chantal Kriviat. So got an ethereal blend of a cappella, Celtic folk tunes, and rock music. So enjoy that. It's coming up. And now, a song that, well, hit the charts in the 1970s, 1977, actually. And it was a huge, huge hit. It won Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. It is none other than Thelma Houston, yes, related to Whitney, and Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on The Jukebox.
Oh,
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Are you happy? Are you really happy? Said the voice in my head. It's been a long time since you've had a good time, hasn't it? The smoke keeps rising, why keep fighting it? You know the smoke keeps rising, why keep denying it? There's a fire burning underground, can't see it but it's all around. Fear it and it'll burn you down. Stop fighting this and try, to free your fire. Are you happy to get up and leave? Your embers in bed. You could find time when there's just not enough of it. Don't give up.
life has its letdowns. It's still time to fill it up with stories and laughter. Writing new chapters, reading old books and sharing them after. Green tea and coffee, no sugar, too cream. From the places we started, feels all like a dream. Don't wake me, don't wake me. I know I'm not sleeping completely at peace with the things I believe in.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
Did you know that BC's natural ecosystem is one of the most biologically diverse regions in Canada? Indigenous communities have stewarded these lands for millennia and maintained a significant relationship with the natural world. Many of their practices, such as sustainable resource management and knowledge of ecological environments, continues to shape conservation efforts in this province. Come to the next Science World Spotlight on Wednesday, June 19th, between 6 and 9:30 p.m. for a thought-provoking panel discussion on the connections between Indigenous worldviews and contemporary environmental challenges. Head over to Science World's website to find out more.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.